This is a recording by Sarah, Sonia, Drew, and Connor. This is Sarah, and I read 13 Reasons Why by Jay Asher.
This is Sonia, and I read Rosie is Red by Cecile Castellucci.
This is Connor, I read The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins.
This is Drew, and I read The Gift by James Patterson.
It's unique how all of our books have life, death, and romance in them. Isn't suicide a horrible thing? I mean, why would anybody want to ever kill themselves? Is their life really that bad?
Yeah, I mean, I guess their life could be that bad, and maybe it could be, like, their way to get away from it, but we kind of stay away from it because, like, in Reading, we don't hear about it that much.
Nobody in Reading really does actually kill themselves. Like, probably only 3 or 4 people have done it in the last 20 years, and I think that nobody should do it because everyone has a good reason to live.
Yeah, like, there's good parts in life, and then there's always going to be bad parts, especially during the years of middle school. There's going to be lots of bad parts.
In my book, Hannah Baker commits suicide, and she has 13 reasons why.
Well, I think it's sad, but I guess it is a part of some people's lives.
Yeah, well, what are the 13 reasons? Like, what do they have to do with?
Well, they're specific people, and she records tapes, and she gives them to every person, and the tape at the beginning of each one says, "I hope you're ready, because I'm about to tell you the story of my life, more specifically, why my life ended, and if you're listening to these tapes, you're one of the reasons why."
Like, the opposite of my book, because in my book, Rose, she kind of lives in a place like Reading, and she would never think of doing that, no matter how bad her life is.
Oh, that's really fortunate.
Yeah, well, she says that I felt as though I was finally awake as a person. It was like I had just been born, and I knew what the first step would be. Well, she said that, like, after going through a really rough time where she would probably think about death a lot.
Well, yeah, and my book actually has some suicide. And the boy and girl who are in the Hunger Games who only one of them can survive.
So in my book, the Wit and Wisty are witch and wizard, and everybody is trying to kill them. So what reasons do you think they would have to do so?
Well, I have a passage here, and it says, "Trust me," I whispered. "He holds my gaze for a long moment, then lets me go. I loosen the top of my pouch and pour a few spoonfuls of berries into my palm. Then I fill my own on the count of 3.
Drew, what's in your book?
In my book, there are one witch and one wizard, Wit and Wisty. I looked over at my brother. He was holding his head up high, even with the noose around his neck, trying to keep it together. My mother was trying to comfort us. My father's face was stone, dealing with the problem. So I guess this is it. This is how we die.
Well, that's really unfortunate that they die.
What about life? Don't people like to live, too?
Yeah, I mean, I think that people should, like, never commit suicide, and life is really important, and, you know, they shouldn't just waste it because you only have one life, right?
It's really true, and, like, life, there's going to be bad stuff in your life, there's going to be good stuff, and there's going to be, like, the greatest moments of your life.
Yeah, and I think that, like, you should kind of just, I know it's, like, easier said than done, but you should just kind of try to suck it up and go along with it because you have to kind of wait for the good things. Like, I mean, in my book, Rose does that and it helps her so much and she goes through, like, so many bad things, but in the end, she ends up really happy. What about your book?
Well, in my book, there's a girl that goes to the Hunger Games, which is where you fight to the death, and it's, like, the worst part of her life, and she's going to miss her, and she misses her family a lot, and that's the worst.
Yeah, I mean, I think life does have a lot of homesickness in it because it's hard to lose the people you love.
Some people just feel alive their whole life, but some people have to wake up from it. Like, some people feel all down half their life, and then they just wake up and feel like they're living and are alive for the first time.
Well, in my book, the girl, Katniss' father, dies in a mine explosion. It's like the worst tragic thing that ever happened to her in her life.
she was probably happy afterwards, after she went through all that pain from her father's death, but later she probably got something to feel happy about, right?
Well, yeah, you have to get over everything. It's like, in my book, after, when the girl goes to the Hunger Games, she meets a boy that is really nice to her and, like, just completely falls in love with him.
That's so cool. Actually, in my book, Rose, she actually has a little bit of romance with a guy named Caleb that she meets at her performing arts school. What about you, Drew?
Well, in my book, Whit has a girlfriend that is a half-light, which means she's a ghost, but he's still in love with her.
In my book, it's kind of the total opposite. I mean, Hannah kills herself, and then this guy, Clay, who likes her, realizes how bad this suicide is, and then how she can't have him anymore.
Well, I'd just like to read a passage. It says, "All I know is that the only thing keeping me on this love seat is PETA. His arm around my shoulder, his other hand claimed by both of mine. Of course, the previous victors didn't have the capital looking for a way to destroy them."
Well, I think that people think romance is icky and stuff, but in, you know, these books kind of show how they kind of help life, because without him, she probably would be feeling so much worse, and maybe she would be, like, thinking about dying herself after her father's death too, right?
Well, yeah, like, there's always a time where you're gonna need someone in your life to protect you. And it's, like, really, that person is gonna help you succeed in life.
Yeah, I mean, in my book, Caleb really helps Rose. It says, "Caleb was sitting really close next to me. His leg was pressed up against mine. He didn't seem to be giving it any thought, though. That was my department, to overthink things. I kept stealing glances at him. I kept finding things to like in his face, his lips, his cheekbone, his nostril. But I think that with Rose and Caleb, it was more than just, like, a crush, because they really, really liked each other."
While in the Hunger Games, Katniss and PETA, like, really like each other, and, like, when they're in the cave, they put their hands around each other and, like, fall in love.
What about your book, Sarah?
Well, in my book, Clay comes home and finds a mysterious box with his name on it, and he discovers tapes in it. And he looks at them and figures out that these were Hannah's, and she recorded them, and he feels so bad and feels like that it was his fault that she died, because I don't even know why. I guess people, when they like each other, they think it's always their fault when something happens to the other person.
In my book, Wistie meets a drummer, and they fall really in love until he ends up trying to kill her, and so.
In my book, there is, at the beginning, Katniss doesn't know if she actually likes PETA, and it's, like, really a struggle for her to find out if she is really in love, because at the age of 18, it's really important.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people nowadays, they also, like, get married when they're really young, and it's, like, it's kind of sad, though, to see people ruin their lives, but, I mean, I think that you should wait on these things, because it's not, it's, like, kind of for the rest of your life. I mean, Rose, like, in my book, Rose, she also doesn't, like, think that she likes anyone, but in the end, she really does. What about you, Sarah?
Well, I think that you can't just find someone if you want someone. You have to wait for it to come, and that's what happens in all of these books. Somehow, they find each other.
And yeah, and also in my book, there's a guy named Gale who Katniss also likes, and she really misses him while she's in the Hunger Games.
Oh, well, I think that's really sad but sweet at the same time. Well, I think that all these books have a lot in common, and we should discuss it later too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah!